Comparing the two, real estate won hands down. It was a tangible asset that I could control. Investing in the stock market made no sense to me. During my first year of dental school at Baylor College of Dentistry in Dallas, 1980, I talked my dad into being my co-venture partner in acquiring a two-story brick rental house, an estate sale, in a solid Dallas neighborhood. We followed the fundamental rule of real estate: buy the worst house in a good neighborhood. I learned how to manage this first asset for rental income. After graduation from Baylor in 1983, we sold the house and split about $50,000 in capital gains profit. Capital gains are taxed at a much lower rate than ordinary or active income. The epiphany for me was in realizing that I made a capital profit of $25,000 from this one real estate asset during the same period of time that I worked many, many hours as a waiter at night and on weekends with much less to show in net income. Why should I work for money all my life when I could acquire good capital assets that would work for me whether I worked or not? I began to understand that if I could acquire enough assets, I wouldn't have to work as hard. Maybe not at all. By continuing to purchase and invest in real estate, I was transitioning from working for money to investing money in capital assets that would produce cash flow, preserve, and build wealth. This was my plan B. Creating a plan B was the key to my financial freedom. It was there when I needed / wanted it. In 2004, with Jenna in the hospital, I decided to pull the trigger. Hard work, sacrifice, and a disciplined approach to real estate investment provided the foundation that allowed me to give up my good but very restrictive career as a dentist. Not an easy decision, but I had a real reason why. Update on Jenna. Today, she is in college working towards an associate's degree in occupational therapy. A published author, speaker, she's got the world by the short hairs. Pretty good for a kid who at age 16 was reading and writing at a second grade level. She suffered through intense chemotherapy as a very young child to fight high-risk leukemia and suffered epileptic seizures from age 8 to 12. She missed the first 13 years of a normal kid's life. Courageous, driven, tenacious, a fighter. My girl. Here's what I learned. Network or connections are the most important factor in orchestrating a secure financial future. It is also the most underutilized capital asset. Who you know is essential. Creating relationships is the hardest part of making real estate a viable investment and also the reason why so many novice investors fail. They try to do it all themselves. It takes time and work to establish these critical relationships. Many underestimate this crucial piece. Why do you do what you do? David, other dentists ask me, why aren't you retired? What they mean is, if you did so well with real estate and dentistry, why are you still going at it? Fair question. It's true that I don't need to do anything, really. For me, I do what I do because it's the most significant way I can invest my time. A genuine passion for helping my colleagues break the chains from being slaves to their practices, their financial fears, and helping them create freedom in their lives and the lives of their families. This is what demands my attention. I love the fact that this gives me a platform and brings me some of the best and brightest people in all areas of business, marketing, real estate, and finance to Dallas 4 times a year. This community is my best insurance policy. With the volatility and unknowns in our economy and industry, bringing together a board of advisors allows us to stand apart from the fallout and find the opportunities that chaos brings. Being in the middle of all of the real estate opportunities within our group allows me to put deals together and help our members use various buckets of investment capital in the safest, most efficient, effective means possible. Having the freedom to retire and actually doing it are worlds apart for me. I'll likely never retire in the typical sense, remaining significant and relevant until my body and mind give out. Now that sounds like a plan. My community and relationships give me the platform to do just that. What a gift. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my colleagues, the hardworking, overachieving, and underappreciated dentists, doctors, and small business owners in this great country. May you achieve your freedom. Forward, John Groom, CPA.
I was excited when I received the